before the release of the first season, did you possibly think of 7.5 million downloads? Did you think it was going to get that big?
You know, we knew that the WWE was a very powerful license. I didn't think that it would be necessarily that big, you know, but, you know, you don't go into these things thinking that it's not going to be. You know, we expected that, you know, we were going to do a great game, and we were going to do something that the fans were really going to be designed around the fans' happiness. And, you know, if you do that, I think that people are smart enough that they see that and they attach to that. And they've supported us, and we're trying to support them. So I think that if you do that in anything, you're going to have success, and that's what we saw.
Bottom line, why should someone play season two?
You know what? It's a clean refresh. If you don't want to, you can stay in season one. But everybody that's switching over to season two is going to dominate. And you're going to see all kinds of the things that they've been asking for in season two. And there's not really a clean way to have season one be that. And you do need a separation. Mm-hmm. And you know, at the end of the day, what we wanted to do is not take the cards away from people. We wanted to let people enjoy those same cards, but still be able to utilize them and continue to have a pleasant experience when they're playing the game moving forward.